the 365 Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
So every Wednesday at around 1 p.m. on 365 Radio, we like to turn the microphone over to someone else for a couple of minutes because I think everyone here at the office agrees I just talk way too much. We are big fans of writers here at the Midweek Peak, and we've been looking for ages to try and find ways to help writers, be it established or brand new, authors, poets, script writers, you name it. We wanted to help find these people a way for them to showcase some of their work and maybe point you as a reader to something new that you might want to bury your head into. This week, we're giving the writer's seat over to American author N.T. Anderson. I know, we've gone transatlantic. N.T. Anderson, or Nikki Twisted, as she's known to over 18,500 Twitter users, is a writer of erotic romance who recently released her first book in a planned trilogy to rave five-star reviews. Okay, so enough from me. Here, reading her own words with her own voice, is N.T. Anderson with an extract from her novel, Acts of Closure.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
12 years earlier, I logged onto MySpace and sent a private message to a man I had never met, although he wasn't exactly a stranger. I was the acquaintance of someone close to him, and I had heard about him in casual passing conversation. I knew his full name was Jack Perry, but my friend always referred to him as Jay, as he apparently preferred the simple initial. By all accounts, he was handsome and witty, and a little off dead center from a societal norm perspective. Described as quirky, Jay was a writer and a bit of a hermit, but also a strong, soulful type. And, as reputation had it, a pool shark. At my tender age of 20, I was his junior by just a few years. The first mention of him provided ample enough detail for me to be intrigued to find out more. Whenever I saw our mutual friend, I found subtle ways to strategically encourage them to speak of him, if only a few words here and there. I wanted to consume all the information I could without point blank asking. This dance went on for almost 10 years until Jay was in his early 30s, and I had recently crossed the line into my third decade. He had been married and divorced. My life had been as it always was, a series of unusual circumstances, bad choices, and good times. Then, technology finally caught up with my longtime fascination, gifting me a newfound golden opportunity to connect with Jay, and maybe more, when MySpace hit the scene. On a whim, I sat down at my kitchen table on a Saturday night in Louisiana, and through this new miracle of technology, found Jay in New York City.
So once again, that was N.T. Anderson reading from her first novel, Acts of Closure. And you can find out more about Nikki's work just by heading over to her website, ntanderson.com, or just find us on the socials, hashtag 365 Midweek Peak or at OneFlower2Turtles, and we'll share all her details there. And do be sure to find and subscribe to our new Writer's Seat podcast to hear Nikki again and every author that we feature on this show. The Writer's Seat podcast can be found right now on all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and this would help get your work noticed, then use those social medias, hashtag 365 Midweek Peak or at OneFlower2Turtles, and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if you're a bit shy, not you, then maybe someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all your details, and we'll make sure that we do for you what we just did for Nikki and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.